Welcome to the weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long. Hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Cabotogama. They can't wait to see you on the lake. So let's jump into it.
Hey, Lake Cabotogama and Voyageurs National Park. This is Ed Gakely here, and I have Jason Sheehan, the owner of Pines of Cabotogama. And we are the Pines of Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. How's it going today, Jason?
It's a beautiful day here at the Pines, Ed. I'm doing just lovely. How are you doing?
Well, you know, a little cloud coverage, and it's kind of cool this morning, so it's nice. Get a little break and reprieve from the heat, and it's not smoky today here, which is nice, because we had quite a bit of smoke in the air yesterday. And honestly, it seems to be going away, so we'll just keep working towards that. How's fishing been up there and recreation on your lake?
Oh, fishing's on fire. Guests are having. I just had some guests invite me over to a fish fry two nights ago and enjoyed some wonderful walleye and some perch. And we got guides coming in on the regular with limits. Had Trent Snyder come in with some guests yesterday morning, went out and came back, and all thumbs up when I was meeting with the guests. They were just thrilled to have themselves a fish fry last. So,
which is pretty cool.
Great.
And that's nice for you to be able to have a fish fry with your guest. And we're going to be doing that as well. This weekend, I'm going up to Manitou Weather Station with my dad to go fishing for a couple days. He came in from Key West, so pretty pumped about that. But yeah, you know, I've literally just heard great reports about fishing from all over. I don't think I've had one group of people come in that have complained about fishing this year, which is, you know, you get the stories, oh, they weren't biting or we didn't catch them. I haven't heard that this year. I've literally had great reports from everyone, and that's wonderful to see for our area.
Yep. I like it when we have new guests that come up and they don't know the lake, and, you know, they'll go out with a guide for, you know, half day, and then they come back, and then the next day or later that day on their own go out and have wonderful luck. So it's fishing's been great this year. Very consistent.
Awesome. So, hey, you have a huge event this weekend. Minnesota Trail is, you have a bass tournament coming up at your property, correct?
Yep, that's correct, Ed. Yeah, Fevered Pitch here at the Pines as we get ourselves prepared for this Sunday, August 17th at 3 o'clock will be the weigh-in. Before that, there'll be the blast-off. Leading up to the event here, starting today, we have check-ins coming in from the teams. They'll be pre-fishing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so there'll be quite a bit of activity, more activity on the lake than usual with the anglers headed out. There's a little over 50 teams competing, and when they come up as teams for the pre-fishing, they'll often have multiple boats.
So right.
There's just that much more traffic that'll be out on the lake as they're scoping things out.
Yeah, so they're just out scouting, they're pre-fishing. Sometimes they don't even hook the fish, they just go to find them, and then they will fish a bit. But a lot of these guys are just looking to see where they are to find it, and watching for a couple of days to see if they're still staying there, checking water temperatures, all that. But yeah, you're going to have 50 boats flying around with some great anglers on it, and you know it's just a great time to be out there to watch these guys do their thing, because they really do, they have an edge and an advantage because they do it so often, and they know where to go. And this is probably different because with this event, they're going to different lakes all the time. Right, so they're traveling throughout the state, but those guys they do their homework and they know where to find them, and it should be, from what I've heard your guest speaking this year about the boulders and the sandy bottoms, and you have a lot of areas up there where they can find these lunkers, and they're going to go out there and find them.
Yeah, they're definitely going to go find them. These anglers are really excited to come up here. I mean, Andy, who I interviewed this week, has you know, intimate knowledge. You know, he's used to fishing rainy himself, so he's got some familiarity with the area. They really know where to go, where to find them, and I'm excited to see them come in for that weigh-in. As Andy mentioned, I didn't know this until I interviewed him. It's fabulous to hear. Largest turnout they've had at a weigh-in last year was, you know, at any of their tournaments that they have. So I'm hoping to top that this year, encourage everybody to come down to the Pines. You know, weigh-in's at 3 o'clock, but beforehand we've got the Lake Cabotogama Volunteer Fire Department. We'll be grilling up burgers and dogs and have chips and pop. We also have the National Park. We'll have a volunteer ranger here to answer questions for anybody. If you want to learn a little bit about the park, and a lot of activities going on here in conjunction with the land itself.
That's awesome. And so I'm going to paint a picture for people real quickly that haven't been to the Pines of Captogama. You're going to pull in. There's a beautiful dock, lots of slips there for the boats to come in and out. Their fire pit right by the water. They have a nice little convenience store right there in their office. You're going to have burgers by the fire department. Is that correct?
Yep. Burgers right on the front lawn.
Oh, yeah. Like it's
right adjacent to the, I mean, the backdrop. It's just gorgeous. You've got right next to our community fire pit, you've got the big tent with the tubs. You know, they've got the tubs with the water where the fish will come in the wham, and they've got the scale. And right in our bay, you can see the national park right behind them. It's just picturesque, exciting. It's a thrill to see these big fish come in, and the anglers get excited. Can't wait. We're just so excited.
It's great. And so, you know, we're these weigh-ins are so he's referring to the live tank. So they have the oxygenated tanks. So every fish goes back live. Like, and so in Minnesota, and so if you have a kill rate of 30%, like if you don't get put 70% of the fish back in live, you do not get another tournament. So the fish handlers, the fish care, the body bags, as they call them, that they transport the fish in, they take lots of care to make sure that these fish are healthy, and then they go and then they return them back to the lake to be caught again. So, and you know, 70% is, I bet you that 95% of 97% of those fish go back alive, because bass are very healthy fish. They have the ability to, they can be sitting in those tanks for a little bit, and they're going to go back just as healthy as when they came in. And it's really cool to see these guys. They hold them up for the kids to see the big fish. You'll see the biggest fish of the day, which hopefully will be pushing over 5 pounds. And it's wonderful to see. We're going to be having the International Falls Bass Championship again the following week on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd up here. But get down to Lake Captogama, to the Pines of Captogama, and check out these weigh-ins on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Cause it really is. It's just awesome to see. And this is a different lake. You're going to see some different, you know, different lakes, different colored fish, different stripes. You know, it's always something different and new. So it's just really cool to see.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Come on down.
And you were talking to Andy Walls, correct?
Yep. Yeah, he's a top angler here. He's in fourth place right now, behind a three-way tie for first. And he gave us some insights about the tournament itself, his approach to fishing, a little bit of personal background himself. Really interesting. I was excited for the opportunity to interview him, and I look forward to sharing that with the listeners.
That's awesome. So Jason Sheehan, Pines of Captogama, this is going to be the Minnesota Trail Bass Tournament this week, and get out there and watch it. And hey, Jason, let's jump into it.
Let's jump into it, Ed.
Awesome.
This week's Captogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Captogama. Park your RV above it all at the Pines of Captogama, with clifftop and lake level full hookup sites. Your stay in the heart of Voyageurs National Park comes with unforgettable views. Rent a boat, cruise the lake with Garmin GPS, and dock at their private marina, complete with electric and fuel service. Ready when you are. It's RV camping with luxury and adventure built in. Reserve your site now at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Captogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218-875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge, just minutes past the giant wall and beautiful Lake Captogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Locally owned and operated, G&S Prop Shop Welding and Marine Repair specializes in prop and marine repair with expert precision and unmatched service. They take pride in high-quality work and a commitment to getting it right the first time, because your time on the water matters. And they're Minnesota's only Charo Marine Propeller dealer. From welding to full marine repair, they do it all with care, quality, and attention to detail. G&S Prop Shop Welding and Marine Repair, Lake Captogama. Dependable repairs done right. Stop in or call today, and be sure to check them out on Facebook. Peck's Cove on beautiful Lake Cabotogama in Voyageurs National Park has everything you need for your Northwoods escape. Whether you're out for a scenic drive or staying a while, they've got cozy cabins and boats ready to launch your next adventure. Just minutes from International Falls and well worth the trip. And it's official, the Broaster Chicken is genuine, hot, and fresh. Served Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 9. And don't miss their famous smoked brisket sandwiches. Keck's Cove, everything you need and so much more. Keck's Cove, Lake Cabotogama.
Welcome to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, your weekly guide to what's biting and what's happening across one of Minnesota's most iconic lakes, nestled in Voyageurs National Park. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan. Each week, we check in with local guides, anglers, and community members to bring you the latest fishing conditions, helpful tips, and stories from around the lake. Whether you're here to plan your next trip or just love staying connected to the water, let's jump into it. Joining me today is competitive angler Andy Walls, who, along with his partner Kyle Wood, is having an outstanding season on Minnesota Bass Nation Team Trail. They're currently fourth in the standings with 880 points, just 6 points back from a three-way tie for first. Andy and Kyle have put together a strong run this year, highlighted by a second-place finish at Lake Pocogama, and they come into this weekend's Cabotogama stop right in the thick of the championship race. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Before we dive into the details of this weekend's tournament, let's start by getting to know you a little better. Tell us about your background and how you got into competitive fishing.
Man, I've been fishing since I was a baby. It's been my passion since I was very little. My grandparents actually had a place on Rainy Lake, so I grew up fishing Rainy Lake.
Right.
Yep, my whole family's from International Falls, so I've been fishing Rainy, and I just got to do it off my dock, and that was actually where I did my first fishing tournament in 2000. I was 13 years old, and we fished a small bass tournament on Rainy Lake, and that's what got me hooked on the competitive side of things. But me, I'm just an angler. I love fishing everywhere, and I'm super excited to get up north to Lake Cabotogama and just that whole basin up there. It's my favorite place in the world.
Yeah, so some familiar waters, or at least when it comes to the structure and what have you of the lakes.
Yeah. I'm super excited. It's fishing like all throughout Minnesota. It's a really special place up there. I think pretty much everybody that goes has the best time that we get to have all year when we go up there. It's just fantastic fishing, beautiful scenery. It's a wonderful place to be. I'm super excited.
Well, we're excited too. Tell me, any other circuits or organizations you fished before Minnesota Bass Nation?
Yeah, you know, I fished quite a few. Typically, I grew up in the northern part of the state, so I fished more of the circuits up that way. But Team Trail's kind of been the one that I've focused on now for the last maybe 8 years, basically since the inception. I think it was around 2017, maybe it was a little after that, but it's just a really cool opportunity. It's a really great tournament organization run by really good people. So just showing up, seeing everybody smiling, having a great time, and then the opportunity at stake. So through the Team Trail here, there's a berth to a national championship, and that's really what drives me to go fish it, is getting an opportunity to go to maybe something bigger. So super exciting. It's an awesome trail with, like I said, great group of guys, and yeah, it's just a really fun time. But I fished a lot of the stuff in Minnesota, just kind of here and there. I'm a tournament junkie. If I have a free weekend and a couple dollars in my pocket, I'll probably sign up.
Oh, I love it. That's amazing. Hey, so now that we've gotten to know you a little bit, let's talk a little bit about the event that's being brought to Cabotogama this weekend. So for those not familiar, what is Minnesota Bass Nation Team Trail?
So it's a bass fishing tournament circuit that holds a few different tournaments throughout the state every year. So there's four tournaments that usually qualifying tournaments, kind of randomly picked around the state. And there's a large group of anglers, you know, between 50 and 70, depending on how many sign up per tournament. We're trying to catch our five biggest bass every day, two people per boat. And, you know, we go up there a few days beforehand. We kind of look around, see where we maybe want to fish. And then when the tournament comes around, it's, you know, it's up to us to catch the five biggest ones we can and then to bring them in alive and healthy. That's another big part of it, taking care of the fish. You know, don't really think about that a lot, but there's serious penalties to not. So, yeah, it's just trying to catch the five biggest ones you can and keeping them alive all day long.
You said 50 to 70. Do you know how many anglers, how many boats do you think we'll see on the lake for this stop?
I think this year it's been hanging around 50 during the tournament. But a lot of times, you know, the days leading up, the lake will seem a lot busier just because a lot of us will have two boats, you know, for the two competitors fishing one on the tournament day. So, you know, there'll be between probably 70 boats out there for a few days before. So it seems quite busy. But then during the tournament, it's always, you know, it seems a little bit less busy. It's kind of weird.
Any history or notable past moments from past Bass Nation events?
I mean, yeah, you know, I've been doing it since the inception, and I talked a little bit a second ago about that national championship. So at the end of the year, the top two teams in points get to go to a national championship. Kyle and I are sitting in fourth right now. So if we can climb up a couple more spots, you know, just a few places, we got to do a little bit better. But we can go to the national championship. And what that is it's every state, every circuit that is a Bass circuit that qualifies for this sends, you know, their top couple from each circuit to a central location. I think it's in South Carolina this year. That's really the goal. And I've made it to a few of those. We got second at one of them, and I'd really like to win it. So that's my big end goal. That's kind of my biggest accomplishment in the team trail, was taking second at the national tournament. But I'd really like to go win that and get an opportunity at the Bassmaster Classic, which is the ultimate here. And this circuit actually gives you an opportunity at that, which is, you know, the World Series or whatever you want to call it for fishing. It's our big event, the Super Bowl, some might say. So Bassmaster that, and you do have a slight chance of getting there through the circuit. And, you know, that would be my end goal and the highlight for me if I could do that. So just trying to beat what we've done before, and that was making it there, and I'd like to do it again.
Yeah, what a thrill. That'd be amazing. Rooting for you. Walk us through, what's the week look like leading up to the tournament? You talked a little bit about pre-fishing. How does that work?
So typically, you know, depending on the event, sometimes there's cutoffs and not. So for this event, for the Bass Nations team trail, there's a cutoff. We're not allowed to fish it until the Thursday before the tournament. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we can technically pre-fish. Mm-hmm. Depending on, you know, how far away from home it is, it depends like what you might need to do for lodging. But I'm planning on heading up that way on Wednesday, spending the night, and I'll fish Thursday, Friday, Saturday as much as I can, and, you know, the tournament on Sunday. So what's really nice and exciting for a lot of us is that we get to go up into, you know, really pristine wilderness, pristine waters, and we get to just spend our time in nature's beauty with not a lot else going on up there for 4 days. So it's super exciting. Even when we get off the water, it's just every night is beautiful. Just I can't wait to get up there.
Yeah, it's incredible. That undeveloped shoreline, you know, you get away from Cab itself and it's just nothing but wilderness.
It is. It's just a beautiful place to be.
How much does scouting before the event matter versus adapting during the event?
You know, that's a good point. Adapting during the event's probably really what gets you to those like top 10 finishes. But I would say the practice beforehand gives you a really good base of maybe what not to do. Like even if you didn't maybe find some good fishing spots.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you're practicing, you know, hey, I know I'm not going to go do any of that. So I'm going to do something completely different than what I have been doing. Like it's really important, but a lot of times you don't find the winning spot in practice. You might just figure out an idea of something that you want to go do all day. Like, you know, maybe you caught a big one fishing a certain way and that's just what you're going to do for 8 hours and see what happens. So practice is super important that way. But yeah, oftentimes it's just going to develop while you're out there on the water. You know, weather changes, fish have fins, they swim around. A lot changes by the minute.
Yeah, can you describe what it's like the morning to our listeners, the launch, you know, mindset, first cast? What's that like for you?
You know, it's really, for me, it's peaceful. The morning, you know, that right as sun is coming up, pre-sunrise to sunrise, it's like the most beautiful time of day, the most peaceful time of day. You hear the birds singing, the loons singing. You know, and there's a lot of people around. There's a lot of hustle and bustle going on. There, you know, people are putting boats in the water. We're getting in line. Blast off is typically like we go in order. We don't all go at one time. So you got to go boat one through however many boats there are. So we have to get in line and we kind of idle past the dock. Shows, you know, our life jackets are on. Our live wells are working. You know, that's kind of like maybe what you're planning and thinking about doing. But for me, it's just super peaceful. I love fishing. And I love fishing competitively. I used to get super wound up and really stressed about it and just super nervous. And, you know, every morning, like my gut was in a knot and I wouldn't be able to sit there and have fun. And at this point, I don't know if I've done it enough or what, but it's just super calming. I love being out there and it's a game to me. It's like a puzzle, you know, it's really not. You're not fishing against anybody else, even though there's a bunch of other anglers. It's you against the fish and trying to figure out the best recipe for you to catch the biggest ones you can every day. And that's the puzzle I live for. And that's really what it's all about for me. So I'm just super excited as soon as that morning comes. I'd say I'm probably more nervous the night before. Then it's kind of hanging out with the buddies. You know, it's 50 guys or 50 boats, 100 guys that we're traveling around the state with. We see them all every time that we show up to these things. So pretty good camaraderie. You know, it's a really, really a fun time getting to talk with all your friends that have a very similar passion in the morning. You know, like, no, we haven't lost. We, you know, we didn't go lose a bunch of fish. So everybody's super right. happy. In the afternoon, sometimes you get a little bit of wishy-washy.
Well, let's talk about what a lot of our listeners really want to know. How do you break down a lake like Kabatogama and put fish in the boat? I mean, without giving any secrets, how do you approach a lake like Kabatogama?
It's Kabatogama is a different animal. I think we've had one tournament up there before. We were there last year in the spring, way different time of year. And I think it's
totally different.
Quite a bit different again when we get there, just as far as the patterns and the things that you're going to be looking for. Kabatogama, luckily enough, it's very similar to some waters I fished quite a bit, being rainy, and they set up very similar water clarity and forage. This is all pretty close. I'm expecting to just kind of run around. There's going to be fish. The blessing is there's going to be fish shallow and deep up there. They live shallow all year long. Then there's some that go out deep. It's just we're far enough north that, you know, the water doesn't get too hot and you can kind of catch them everywhere. For me, I think I'm just going to run around a lot of time, spend a lot of my time trying to figure out maybe what section of the lake is fishing best for what I like to do. I would have no doubt that, you know, people could have success anywhere out there. But for me, I have certain styles that I like to fish. And from what I know about this system in years past is if I just kind of drive around long enough and fish the stuff I like to fish, I'll find an area of the lake that I'll start catching nicer ones out of. And then that's just where I'll spend my time in the tournament. Probably I'm not going to look for a spot. Kabatogama and Rainy for me have always been like you just get into a certain area of the lake and like maybe every if they're on humps, maybe every hump you go to, you'll catch walleyes and bass off of, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you can go to a whole different side of the lake and fish humps and never catch one. So I've just found that like you just got to kind of maybe find the area of the lake that's working for you. And like I said, I think you'll be able to catch them shallow or deep. It's just a matter of what you like to do and finding out that zone for you. The one thing on Kabatogama that I really like to do, though, especially when we get into August, is I really look for the deeper water. Even if I'm fish shallow, the deeper water, typically, once we get into the later summer months, we'll have more fish that like to suspend and get out deep and not really sit on any structure. And when you get near the deep water, they just have more access to do that. And I don't really fish for them out there doing that, but when you get to those areas that have the deep water, all the structures around them, whether it be shallow or humps or points or islands, whatever you like to do, you'll just have more of the bigger fish. And that's walleyes, pike, bass, like all your predators. More of your bait that the big fish like to eat are going to be out in those deeper basins. So all of the structures near those are typically where you're going to find more of those big fish. And that's what I like to do. So I've been looking at the map quite a bit, and I think right out in front of your guys' place is probably where I'm going to start.
Beyond fishing, there's an atmosphere of event like this, and of course, the role it plays for the local community. What are you personally most excited about for this event?
Most excited? You know, the weigh-in last year was a really good time. I hadn't seen that many people at a weigh-in in a long time. There hadn't been that many things going on. I'm pretty excited for that. Yeah, like I said, it's a special place to me up there. And when we get everybody together, hey, how can you not have a good time?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. For me and my wife hosting the event, it was a thrill for us to just take a moment, pause, and take it all in. There were so many people and the weigh-in event going on, and it was a blast. We're looking forward to that.
There were a ton of people. Like I said, that was the most I maybe had seen all year. It was really impressive.
Oh, that's great. Before we wrap up, it's time for a tradition we have here on the Lake Kabatogama Fishing and Recreation Report. It's called the Cab Questionnaire. Now, I've modified my standard set of questions. I ask a little bit here. I ask these questions to help our listeners get to know you a little better. So just say the first thing comes to mind. Quick set of questions here.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite time of day on the lake?
Morning.
All right. What?
Morning.
Like super early morning.
Yep, like sunrise. Yep.
Sunrise. All right. You got one lure for the rest of your life. What's it going to be?
A topwater.
Topwater.
Yep.
All right. I know you're familiar with shore lunch. So shore lunch, what's your favorite side dish?
Side dish? I don't even know that one. It's usually just shore lunch. Maybe baked beans? I have no idea.
Baked beans.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good answer. All right. Early spring or late fall fishing?
Late fall.
All right. All right. This was a tough one. I got to maybe put you on the spot here. Do you have anything in your tackle box that when you think of it, probably shouldn't be there?
Way too much. Like I would say those things, you know, what's funny is everything they sell in the tackle store works, but yeah. I'll buy 100% of it and use 10%. So like I should own 10% of what I own actually. And I should 90% of what I have because I don't touch it.
Oh, that's great. One song that must be on your boating playlist.
Man, I would have to say The Wreck of the Edmunds Fitzgerald.
All right. That's a good one. Yep. Local fair. I like that one.
Yep.
Excellent. Best wildlife sighting you've had while fishing?
You know, I've seen quite a few things. The most unique might be a moose, but I'd say this. I saw a squirrel swimming across Rainy Lake a couple years ago, and that just caught me by surprise. It was in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, wait, I'm going to pause the questionnaire here because you got squirrel narrows up on Namekin on your way up to Kettle Falls.
Yep.
And I've read stories in the national park in their archives. There's oral histories, interviews of locals, and they've said that there were squirrels swimming across the narrows, and that's how it got its name. And you've seen squirrels swimming in Rainy.
Yeah, pretty far on the east end too, not far from Squirrel Narrows.
Just on
Kettle Falls, yeah. I've seen it happen. That's
incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Worst snack to bring on a boat?
Anything that melts.
All right.
Yep.
One word to describe a northern pike?
Love.
Oh, wow. All right.
Got one right here.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Love it. One word to describe what fishing in northern Minnesota means to you?
One word. I'd say everything. It means everything to me. It's the best.
Everything. All right, Andy, thanks so much for joining us today and giving us a peek into the life of a competitive angler. Best of luck to you and Kyle here on Captogama this weekend. We'll be watching the leaderboard closely for sure. And something tells me you've picked up a few new fans along the way here, listening along, and they'll be rooting for you too as the season continues.
Appreciate it. I'll take all the luck I can get going into the weekend.
All right, Andy. That's a wrap on this week's Lake Captogama Fishing and Recreation Report. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow lake lovers. For more updates, lodging, and guiding experiences, visit thepinescab.com. Until next time, tight lines and be well. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
That's your weekly Lake Captogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Captogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.